Heading, Successful and Impressive Advertising Methods. Subheading, Our Work Judged by Our Advertising. The character and importance of our work are judged by the efforts made to bring it before the public. When these efforts are so limited, the impression is given that the message we present is not worthy of notice. Historical Sketches, page 200, 1886. Subheading, Judicious Advertising. There is a necessity, it is true, for expending money judiciously in advertising the meetings and in carrying forward the work solidly. Yet the strength of every worker will be found to lie not in these outward agencies, but in trustful dependence upon God, in earnest prayer to Him for help in obedience to His word. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 110, 1909. Subheading, Devising Methods to Reach the People. Workers with clear minds are needed to devise methods for reaching the people. Something must be done to break down the prejudice existing in the world against the truth. Letter 152, 1901. Subheading, Articles in Secular Papers. Men will misrepresent the doctrines we believe and teach as Bible truth, and it is necessary that wise plans should be laid to secure the privilege of inserting articles into the secular papers, for this will be a means of awakening souls to see the truth. God will raise up men who will be qualified to sow beside all waters. God has given great light upon important truths, and it must come to the world. Letter 1, 1875. Subheading, Unique Advertising for Business People. With intense interest, God is looking on this world. He has noted the capacity of human beings for service. Looking down the ages, He has counted as workers, both men and women, and has prepared the way before them, saying, I will send my messengers to them, and they shall see great light shining amid the darkness. One to the service of Christ, they will use their talents to the glory of my name. They will go forth to work for me with zeal and devotion. Through their efforts, the truth will speak to thousands in a most forcible manner, and men spiritually blind will receive sight and will see my salvation. Truth will be made so prominent that he who runs may read. Means will be devised to reach hearts. Some of the methods used in this work will be different from the methods used in the work in the past, but let no one, because of this, block the way by criticism. Review and Herald, September 30, 1902. Subheading, Utilizing the Press. We must take every justifiable means of bringing the light before the people. Let the press be utilized, and let every advertising agency be employed that will call attention to the work. This should not be regarded as non-essential. On every street corner, you may see placards and notices calling attention to various things that are going on, some of them of the most objectionable character. And shall those who have the light of life be satisfied with feeble efforts to call the attention of the masses to the truth? Those who become interested have to meet sophistry and misrepresentation from popular ministers, and they know not how to answer these things. The truth presented by the living preacher should be published in as compact a form as possible and circulated widely. As far as practicable, let the important discourses given at our camp meetings be published in the newspapers. Thus the truth, which was placed before a limited number, may find access to many minds. And where the truth has been misrepresented, the people will have an opportunity of knowing just what the minister said. Put your light on a candlestick, that it may give light to all who are in the house. If the truth has been given to us, we are to make it so plain to others that the honest in heart may recognize it and rejoice in its bright rays. Testimonies, Volume 6, pages 36, 37, 1900. Subheading, Avoiding Excitement and Alarm. I was not favorably impressed with the startling notices of your meetings. They savor of fanaticism. Do not issue notices so worded as to create an alarm. When the Lord is ready for the advanced denunciations of wicked cities, He will let His people know. But this will be after the wicked cities have had an opportunity to hear the word and to receive the word that is unto life eternal. Our work is now to enlighten and educate minds as to the sayings of the Scripture. Doors are now opened for the entrance of truth. Avail yourselves of the opportunity to reach those who have never heard the truth. Explain the truth, as did Christ, in many ways, by figures and parables. An Elder Blank's striking presentation of the truth by the means of charts may be followed to advantage. Let these things speak to the senses of the people. Do not encourage anything like a fanatical movement. Satan works in this line, seeking to draw away disciples after him by representations that, if it were possible, will deceive the very elect. Letter 17, 1902. Subheading, Startling Notices. Startling notices are detrimental to the progress of the work. Review and Herald, July 5, 1906. I assure you that we are praying for you for the work in New York City. But please do withdraw those startling notices of your meetings. If a fanatical wave should strike New York now, Satan would work upon human minds, setting in operation a work that none of you are prepared to handle. It is not excitement that we need at this time, but calm, steady, devoted effort for the education of the people. Letter 17, 1902.